The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
And I am Matt.
If you can tell, this one's gonna be spooky, alright?
Watch out.
We don't call it the spooktacular for nothing. There will be spooky reviews up and down this little puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a little puppy, it's Cujo. That dog is big and that dog loves to murder.
Scary.
Big and loves to murder. That is the definition of scary in a lot of people's eyes. Me, I'm scared of someone who hates to murder, you know? You don't really know what they're going to go for. They're going to make some pasta? They're going to break the lawn?
So
who
you're saying someone who hates to murder, but does. They're like, I gotta do this. It's just part of the job.
Right. Ugh. Right. They
gotta invent new ways to just stay invested in their work. That is scary.
I'm having trouble focusing at work lately. I'm just not as into it. Oh, what do you do? I'm a serial killer.
Did you talk to human resources? Oh, no. They're worse than me.
Human resources? No, I got enough severed arms. I don't need any more. That old pile. I have a review I'd like to start us off with.
Spook me with it.
Part of Halloween. Not quite the scary ones we've been alluding to, but maybe the review itself will still give you the heebie-jeebies. This is a review from Amazon for Hershey's Kit Kat and Reese's Assorted Milk Chocolate Candy. It is a 30-ounce box filled with full-size bars, oh candy.
Nice.
This is a review from Mr. Dead. They title it, Serves a Purpose. Everyone should love something from this box. What kind of person doesn't like Kit Kat? If there is, don't want to know about it. Hershey bars are just cheap and blah next to the glory that is imported Cadbury. And I personally don't like peanut butter, but the wifey loves it, so it's a win for us. Either way, you don't turn up your nose at chocolate, whether it's good or not. It's for eating, so get it in your face and keep your complaints to yourself. We will be buying these every Halloween, at least 4 boxes. We have a skeleton with glow-in-the-dark eyes. We keep him in a nylon coffin. For when the kids come by, the candy bars we stick in the bones. The candy bar we stick among the bones in the skeleton's mouth, and the kids love it. Last year, one little 3-year-old boy threw himself in the coffin with all the candy bars. Hilarious and adorable. So we will be sticking with this box for that purpose. If a 3-year-old is willing to throw himself into a coffin with a skeleton in it to get them, then you can't argue with it. 4 stars.
Results are results, Mr. Dead. I can't argue with you there. Why does your skeleton have eyes? That's something that really struck me as... I know last episode we talked about the cow mask with its inaccurate teeth. Mm-hmm. So maybe I shouldn't be all high and mighty. In the spirit of Halloween, what works, works. But
I just recently watched, I want to say, The Bad Nightmare Before Christmas, but now I remember, The Corpse Bride. And I was struck by there is one singing skeleton who has one eye that rolls back and forth between the sockets while he dances. Very, very cute.
That's cool.
So skeletons do be having eyeballs. They're just not as locked in sometimes.
Yeah. I guess I'm just not sure whether eyeballs make a skeleton scarier or not.
Well, according to Jeff Dunham, they make them funnier. So You take that how you want to take it.
I respectfully disagree.
This review got derailed by Mr. Dead's want to flex his great Halloween candy display.
Yeah, he's kind of inviting everybody from the neighborhood around. Check it out.
We will be getting everyone's, you know, we have Hershey's Kit Kats and Reese's here, kids.
Four boxes.
We're going to be bringing back this whole skeleton situation. Did you see little Johnny jump in? Did you see that?
He got in there.
He got in the coffin. Can you believe being in a coffin? It's the power of the candy. Come back to my house, please. He's desperate for
attention.
For attention.
That's because the only thing his wife loves is peanut butter.
Yeah, and he's not a fan. He doesn't see it.
They can't cope. It's just a strange love triangle with severed edges. Her, peanut butter, and him. And he's not sure where to go.
He's more of a wafer. But even more, less than the peanut butter, what's his beef with Hershey's?
I don't know. I think we've talked about it before, how Europeans do turn their noses up at Hershey's chocolate because of the production has that whatever enzyme. It's the same enzyme that like is in your stomach acid. So it tastes a little barfy, cheesy to them.
I get such a good, nice, milky cream when I bite into a delicious Hersh.
If you're making s'mores, there's nothing finer than a Hershey's bar.
And dreaming back to when I came home with a bounty of Halloween candied goods, the top of my, like, if there was an S tier of, like, yes, I want this candy, I can't eat this all right away, I have to, like, ration some for later tier of candy. Hershey's, Reese's, and Kit Kat are all in there. Those are all big wins if you get those from a house.
They're going to stay good for a while.
Right. Werther's Originals? Some of those weird little hard candies with the strawberry wrapper?
Yeah. Those you maybe just leave out there on the kitchen table.
You'll get to those eventually. Me might be in the mood for it, but when a Reese's is dropped in that, and you look up and say thank you to the nice person who just gave it to you, that is a sincere thank you.
You mean it then.
When they drop a bunch of weird hard candies with wrappers that look like they're from 1910, you don't even look up to say thank you. You just drop the insincere thank you, put on airs for the parents, and let's try this next house off.
You see a popcorn ball descend into your pillowcase. The bag doesn't sag even a millimeter, and you know, right. I've been had. Thank goodness I'm wearing a mask so they can't see my grimace, my scorned face. Thank you.
Thanks.
Get out of here.
Tapping of little feet.
I heard they're giving away brisk iced tea down the street.
Yeah.
Let's get a couple cans.
I clearly remember never eating popcorn I got from Halloween.
Nah.
I love popcorn, but there's something about the lack of freshness, the materials used to bind it into solid objects
popcorn
that I just...
ball, yeah. How do you... You can't tackle it the same as an apple because it, like, bites you back a little bit.
And that's exactly what I was going to say, but I have people give out apples sometimes, and I'll... chomp an apple way more excitedly than a popcorn ball.
I'm glad we agree on that.
Yeah.
I think most agree on that.
I really hope so. And that just makes me misunderstand why anyone in their right mind. In the small town I grew up, the neighborhood that was really popular to go trick-or-treating was one of the wealthier neighborhoods. And there's, you know, as it is, one person sets up a haunted house or, like, big production for the candy getting one year. Then 10 of them pop up the next year. And that was just sort of the neighborhood where it all went down. Ooh. There was a dentist who lived in the neighborhood who gave out floss and toothbrushes. Which, though I did not appreciate when I was a kid, I know that's sort of a cheeky, that's cute. It's a cute one.
Yeah, not bad. Well played. You gotta own your shtick.
Yeah, it's, you know, the kids are getting plenty of free candy. While one popcorn ball drop will hurt, that is unacceptable. I don't think one little toothbrush at the bottom of the bag is going to hurt anybody.
Nah.
You got a spooky review for me.
I think I do. Last year, it was the episode after Halloween, but who cares? I featured a review from TrustedCaskets.com. This isn't from the website directly. This is a Google review of the actual store location of Trusted Caskets, right across the street from the Trader Joe's.
I can hear that in the low-budget radio commercial now. Right across the street from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, perfect placement. You got all your needs taken care of right there. So this Google review is written by Lana Starr, and Lana writes, "We ordered a funeral casket here. It was delivered on the second day to the funeral home in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, the casket has some small issue. We were unable to close it completely. We called Trusted Caskets and explained to the representative all the situation, and he sent a replacement one within 3 hours. He called me back and let me know that the casket has been replaced. So even if the first casket has some defect, the customer support and all the service provided from this casket company is top. We got all they promised in the timely manner. Thank you so much. 4 stars.
That is some undeniably amazing service, no matter how snarky the review accidentally is about it. That's impressive. Get a whole ass coffin somewhere in under 3 hours. That's better than DoorDash sometimes.
That's pretty good. Pretty good, yeah. However, I feel like if your service is to provide someone's final resting place, a casket, I guess the cemetery might do that, but you're providing the vessel in which they will be resting for eternity. And it doesn't shut.
Right. The seal isn't quite solid there. I mean, they could have just sent some caulk over. That's really, yeah. I feel like your run-of-the-mill coffin place would have done.
Hey, sit on it for a while. We got to let that bind.
Yeah, you got to sit on it like a suitcase.
Yeah. Get my mind. Come on. I can still smell a little bit of the formaldehyde. Get your brother on there, too.
Or they could do the thing that was so popular online where they fill it with ramen and then paint over it. Little ramen noodles.
I am unfamiliar with this.
Yeah, but you didn't see those videos? There would be like a big crack in a door and they'd fill it with like sunflower seeds and sort of sand it down.
Okay,
and then
maybe I have.
Glue and paint it over. Yeah, they could just do that, but with a coffin. Cheaper than another whole ass coffin.
Yeah, the Egyptians would, like, they would, bravo, good. They're going to eat well in the afterlife.
Well, you got to find it first. That's a little treat.
You got to feel for it.
Hiding little treats in your coffin. Now, that's a good idea.
I'm sure some coffins, caskets do that. You got a little compartment for your watch, for your favorite beeper, for... I don't know.
For granddad's porno mags.
Yeah, stuff those suckers in there.
If he gets too excited and that thing's not sealed, it's going to open right back up.
And you don't want that.
Why is the dirt rustling above granddad's grave?
Rigor mortis is just setting in. Don't worry. Are you stiffening up?
If you know what I mean. yeah, this just sounds like this is what happened to that one guy in that one. What are those scary stories that everyone reads? And it's got the one, the poem about the worms.
Creepypasta.
Is that what it's called?
Maybe.
No, not creepy. It's a book.
I would scary all, stories all, to tell in the dark.
Scary stories to tell in the dark. That one story where about the worms eating the corpse. I think it's a little poem. You know, if he would have had a. What is it called, hotornotcoffin.com?
It should be called that. Trusted Caskets.
That's even funnier.
Yeah.
If the guy in the scary stories to tell in the dark had trustedcaskets.com, would have been a lot less scary of a poem, let's just say.
Because he would have gotten out, or just the worms would have overwhelmed him?
No, because the worms wouldn't even got in there.
Oh.
It's sealed up like a Ziploc. Sealed up. Yeah, how come coffins don't have harness the Ziploc technology? You think that would be pretty good?
A sort of Tupperware. Now you close it and make sure you hear that snap.
This is at GLAAD headquarters. Yeah, I got a guy on the phone, Frank. He wants a life-size Tupperware. Wants one of the long ones, but life-size?
Life-size. Yeah, what does he want that for, huh?
Let me ask him. What are you? Oh. Yeah, he wants to be buried in, and he wants to, and definitely the clear.
Okay, non-stick coating in there, too?
Yeah, it's just like a regular, he's just writing it up. They've heard this one before.
Press and seal.
New from GLAAD Tupperware. Make sure grandma has the tightest seal. There's going to be no Night of the Living Dead. You know, my beef stroganoff that's been in the fridge for 4 months, that's secure. The alien life form in there is not getting out.
As it should be.
Right. You know how there's those videos of octopuses are so smart where it shows them unscrewing the peanut butter jar from the inside that they're trapped in? Put that fucker in a Tupperware. It's not getting out at all. If it's name brand, no way. That's your site.
TrustedTupperware.com.
TrustedTupperware.com. New from TrustedCaskets.com. TrustedTupperware.com.
I'd buy. I mean, that stuff ships quick, I bet. It's very lightweight.
Most of the time when I put vegetables in the crisper, that's sort of like a big coffin anyways.
They're going there to die.
Yeah, I'm going to. Next time I open the fridge for a snack, I will forget to check. And yes, by the time I remember, they will be gone to another life. I got a spooky review here, I suppose.
Scare me.
As long as we're talking about creepies and crawlies, I have a review here from Amazon for the avant-garde film Human Centipede.
Oh boy!
I couldn't help but bring it. I was looking at scary movies, and this one has got some funny reviews. To say the least. The one I handpicked here is from user UCF Professor.
University of Central Florida. Right.
Or Uncle Clusterfuck Professor.
Yes.
Professor UFC. He titles it Snuff... Excuse me. He titles it Snuff Stuff. The depravity of these actors and filmmakers is without limit. I thought this was going to be a tale of a genetic experiment gone wrong or something like The Fly, only with a centipede. Nope. I wish I could unsee what I saw. It should never have been made. It's not that I support censoring it, for adults anyway. It's just that there seems to be no limit to how far down the outhouse hole movie makers will sink. I can't imagine anyone with any standards at all who would willingly participate in the making of such a vile piece. It's no better than a snuff film and should be given an X rating. The idea that there is an underlying message that redeems it is pretentious at best. Sometimes there are just plain despicable movies with no socially redeeming features whatsoever. Whatever you decide for yourself, please don't let your children see this. It's the sort of thing that could stay with them for life in a bad way. 1 star.
Woo.
37 people found that helpful.
37 people are just as uninformed as as the professor is here. Wow.
Are you a centipede fan?
I've never seen any of them.
I'm not a big horror movie guy, I think, as I've said before, and this one I have politely abstained from.
Yeah, I don't have any interest. I've seen it mocked everywhere. We talked about Nosferatu. It's been alluded to in other forms of media, right? So often that we're just very aware of it.
I didn't feel the need to describe, to give a quick lowdown of the plot of this one, because I'm pretty sure everyone is a privy to the what's being sewn to what in this movie.
Yeah, so it strikes me, how does this guy, I assume it's a guy because patriarchy, a professor's got to be a guy, right?
It's got to be.
This person.
I got to assume it's a guy because he seems like such an idiot, such an oaf.
That's better. Yeah, that rings true. How do you... You hear the name human centipede. Oh, I guess just completely sight unseen, sound unheard, chatter not paid attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Human centipede, the fly. Okay. Another like, at face value, I can see how you might make that connection. But no one is absorbing human centipede at face value, bro.
No, you didn't look at the back of the box. You didn't read
the description.
Let me read the Amazon description here of this Amazon Prime Video available for rental or purchase digitally. Before you do that, you surely read Human Centipede. It's in big letters. It's got 3 out of 4 stars on average. You got an hour and a half runtime. All that is readily displayed. And even more readily displayed underneath that is the description, which reads, "A mad scientist achieves the dream of creating a human centipede by attaching 3 people together." That he somehow missed the last 5 words of that sentence.
I guess he still, to give the, it's hard to give this benefit of the doubt. It's very heavy, this benefit. Right. I'm going to shoulder it up and schlep it over and give this benefit of doubt that the professor did not see that these people would be attached via anus to mouth hole. However, when you consider what a centipede is.
Sure.
And you think how someone would be attached to another someone to make a centipede-like creature out of humans.
It's not going to be not depraved any way you sew it.
Yeah, you cut their heads off and do some sort of brain tap through the spinal cord. Sure. So the whole thing's going to... It's going to be gross either way.
It's going to be gross. And was the fly some sort of wholesome adventure through this? I've seen the fly. That one's not...
That's gross. Any version you watch, that's gross.
Yeah, I've seen the Jeff Goldblum version.
Ugh.
And the man do be turning into a giant mutant fly that's really horny. You can't forget that. The horniness levels is a major plot point of the fly. This man is squirting a seed, so to speak.
That just makes it scarier.
Right. And I mean, no one was getting sewn to anybody's no-no spots, but the dude, it's sad. Spoiler alert, but the classic, like, please kill me shit is from the fly. He grabs his girlfriend's, the shotgun his girlfriend has, and puts it to his big fly head. He can't even speak anymore.
Gina Davis is like, well, I guess I gotta.
Yeah, Gina Davis is like, bout time. Blast the fly, the practical effect fly head all over. She's crying. I'm crying for different reasons. This dude saw the fly and was like, oh, but this is beautiful.
Biological. Hmm.
There's an underlying message here that redeems it.
Ugh. This is it's going to stick with me for life. For a good reason. Yeah. Don't let flies get places they shouldn't be.
Yeah, mutant, gene splicing, body horror tragedy, wholesome for the family. Show it to your kids. It'll stick with them right in their heart. But if any, mouths are getting sewn to buttholes by any psychopaths.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Back up.
Let's draw that line.
This is the problem with these Zoomers out here. They saw butthole stuff in their horror movies when they were kids.
That's worse than snuff.
Hey, where's the X rating? I mean, if this had an X rating, people would just, it would just add to the frenzy, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't be able to be distributed as freely, but, I mean, our generation grew up with the dangers of 2 girls, 1 cup around every corner. Maybe that's why we're so, so just like chill about this.
Gosh. Yeah, we've been through a lot.
We've been through a lot. This person ain't seen it. This person ain't seen the horrors of the internet. This person can't even read a movie description before they watch a movie. To be fair, Some movies are better if you don't do that. District 13?
Yeah, yeah.
UFC professor or whatever it is, the Ultimate Fighting Championship professor here, ain't cutting it.
I got one that's pretty quick. It's not a movie review, but it calls to mind possibly a movie. This is once again a Sriracha review. The bottle everyone knows. It's from Target.com.
Spooky.
And just wait. Along the lines of Invasion of the Body Snatchers or other horror spooky movies, JT titles their review "Spice Stimulates Multiple Organs" and writes, "As an adult human who is totally not an alien wearing a humanoid apparatus, I can attest to what you might call the spiciness of this substance." Sensations were noted in organs such as lips, tongue, and stomach upon consumption. I would advise against ocular contact, as that resulted in temporary impairment of visual input. Curiously, the sensation resulted in what are commonly known as, quote, tears, even though I was not, as the locals say, sad. More study needed. 5 stars.
Man, aliens like spicy stuff too.
I'd have to believe it, yeah.
In Men in Black, if that was made today, the dude wouldn't have wanted sugar when he possessed that body. He would have wanted the spicy.
Sriracha. More. More.
You're not putting it in lemonade. He's putting it on a chicken wing or something.
I mean, that would be way grosser. As uncomfortable it is to watch a grown man chug a whole last lemonade. I've been pretty uncomfortable watching some grown men eating some chicken wings, that's for sure.
Yeah, stripping it of all the chicken flesh. Ooh. Ooh.
Have you seen it where people, like, they know how to do the one-bite popsicle style?
Yeah.
Are you even enjoying it at that point is how I feel.
You're enjoying the art of eating.
Yeah, you're enjoying that you can feel cool and eat a chicken wing in one bite. That's about it. Let's get to break. I want some chicken wings.
Me too. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewBuddy.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt. Hello and welcome to the spooky second half of the episode. I'm Brent once again, and I have a segment for you today. Some of you may know this segment by its title of Steaming Pile of Reviews.
Ooh, steamy.
That's right. With a segment where I'm trying to think of a cool horror movie innuendo where we venture by flashlight into the dark abyss of Steam reviews to find some funnies. This week's Steaming Pile of Review is for the game Dead by Daylight. It's a spooky one, folks. For those who don't know, Dead by Daylight is an asymmetrical multiplayer game. That means the two sides in the multiplayer match have different powers. In this case, it is a 4 survivors versus 1 serial killer. I think most people know asymmetrical games from Mario. The 3v1 minigames are a classic asymmetrical example. Tag or hide and seek are also great asymmetrical multiplayer games. Oh, so yeah. If you really think about it, huh? There's a little food for thought. But yeah, Dead by Daylight is about a serial killer trying to find and murder 4 horror movie stereotype survivors before they repair generators that will open big doors that allow them to escape the map you're in. The characters are both original horror movie archetypes, and there's some famous licensed killers. Freddy Krueger, Mike Myers, Pyramid Head from Silent Hill are all characters you can murder your friends with. So I got some reviews here, and I think they'll be able to say a lot more about the game than I can. This first review is from Dr. Coco Puffs. He recommends it. He writes, ran around, it's sort of bullet list here, ran around the woods with a chainsaw, found a person and sawed them down, sacrificed them on a meat hook, found and killed the rest of the people in the area, came home and played some Dead by Daylight. 10 out of 10, would play the game again. Here's one by Neskimo. They write,
these names, I'm sorry, I just a moment of appreciation for these first two names so far.
You really like them. Neskimo recommends it. They write, this game is basically NASCAR. You go around in circles until you have to fix stuff and hope an angry hillbilly doesn't kill you.
Beautiful.
This is from Hex Family, which is a naming convention pinch from the game. You get perks, and a lot of them are called Hex, colon, okay, something, Hex, Despair, Hex, Diarrhea, stuff like that.
This is a true fan.
A true fan here, a lifer. They recommend it. Before I played Dead by Daylight, I had a small wee-wee, no friends, no girlfriend, depression, and absolutely no life. These things haven't changed, but the game is pretty good.
Gotta be a realist.
Right, we got a realist on our hands. This one's from Geef. Geef is recommended, and it is noted here they have 3,900 hours on record for this game. They write, it's not bad.
3,900 hours? I won't even do the math. And that's a lot.
It is quite a bit. Only 3,200 at the time of writing that review. Why is the sky blue? Has a big recommended thumbs up for Dead by Daylight. They write, good game, Heartbeat should be replaced by Thomas the Tank Engine theme. When the killer gets close to you, you can hear your own heartbeat louder and louder. Okay. So yeah, instead, they're thinking maybe, dun, 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 dun.
Hey, if you're gonna be a gamer, you're gonna mod your games, and I've seen plenty of Skyrim mods to know that a little bit of Thomas can make it a lot better.
This one's from a man called Steve. He recommends it. A humble 500 hours on the game. They write, I hate playing killer and dealing with the toxic community. I hate playing survivor and dealing with my team and the killer. I hate this game. I play it every day. Would recommend.
I kind of get that, though. You're just like frustrated, but you gotta get right back in the fight.
You gotta get that fixed. It's something about that sweet loop, that gambler's gambit.
Yeah.
Chinchillex writes, you can outwit a mass murderer by jumping through the same window over and over and over again. 10 out of 10, just like the horror movies. Recommended. Terrapup Jr. recommends it. They simply write, why is Myers so thick, though?
He's a big boy.
That was a common thread through a lot of reviews. Where's the shirtless Mike Myers costume? Mike Myers looking thick. I know Pyramid Head got an update recently where they sort of padded up the booty a little bit. He's looking a little too flat because of a visual glitch, so help them hit the squat room.
And gamers notice these things.
This player, Binks, has over 1,300 hours on the game. They write, this is my favorite game, not recommended.
Interesting.
This one's by Bambi Sleep. I at first almost didn't include it because I thought, out of context, people who don't know the characters might not enjoy it. But I think out of context, it might be even funnier. And it's a good way to show what the game has to offer. They have a list here. Killers ranked in the order of fuckability. Number one is the Oni. Fills me with the most fear, and thus the one I want to mating press me the most. I believe that is some sort of disgusting act. The shape, that's Mike Myers, also has a body built for mating presses. The pig from Saw, it's Amanda under the fursuit. For the huntress, those thighs can crush a head. The Demogorgon from Stranger Things, vor me daddy. The Legion, which is a sort of a gang of killers that you control, they simply have the order of who is the most fuckable. Susie, followed by Julie, Frank, and then Joey. Almost like the Friends cast there. The Trapper, built like Myers, but a little grosser. So now, you know, he's a little lower on the list. The Executioner, which is Pyramid Head. Iconic. What makes him iconic is why he isn't higher. Probably because he's so scary? Or maybe she doesn't like big butts. The Wraith was a stealth killer. Just says good boy, you know, but maybe a little too good. That's what puts him in the middle.
What a bad boy.
The Death Slinger. His gun is sexier than he is, to be fair. The Spirits, which is sort of like a Japanese horror movie ghost. Oh, Rin, only if you had less maggots. The Doctor, his killing move and his laugh turned me on. 13, the ghost face from Scream. Sure, I guess. So she's starting not to like it here.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14, the Plague, wish you would vomit less. 15, the Cannibal, who is Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Only if he promises to eat me after. So more points awarded if the eating. 16, the Nurse. Some of her outfits show off her legs, and boy, they aren't pretty. So it doesn't like the chicken legs. To be fair, the Nurse floats around instead of walking. So,
not
you know.
Working those legs. No.
Not working the legs much. Maybe she should be hoofing it like the Huntress. The Nightmare, a.k.a. Freddy Krueger, total piece of shit. So it doesn't like these now. 18, the Clown, looks too much like my friend's dad. 19, the Hillbilly, yikes. 20, the Hag, haha, you. Anyway, 8.3 out of 10. Very good game. Recommended.
That's awesome.
I'll rattle off these last few ones I have here. This one is paired with the last one is more horniness that surrounds this game and the community. It's written by Goth Boobs. They write, am I supposed to be turned on while getting killed by sexy villains or what? Rick here recommends it, writes, the community is so trash, but that's what makes the game even more fun. And Slowest Sundew 7 really sums it up here. They recommend it and write, I run away from the bad man.
Why's it got to be a man, though?
That's true. There are plenty of female killers in this game. Well, that's Dead by Daylight. I've been really enjoying it. I hope some of those spooked everybody out a little bit.
I'm seeing it from a whole different point of view now.
You got a review?
Yeah, I've got a review. I've got two reviews, actually.
Just because you have two reviews means you can shoot me?
I am ready to fire.
Where do you get off?
at the Ogden stop.
Is that the spooky one?
That's maybe. I have some reviews from IMDb for What If episode. What If Zombies?
Ooh, I didn't even think to include that one. That's genius. Been
sitting on these for a good couple of weeks now. But they're ever ripe, as zombies are often. So for those of you who don't know, if you're like a not cool nerd, Marvel's What If series is what the name says.
it's been a big reoccurring series in the comics for a long time. What if, and then what happens? And it's just a way to do alternate universe Marvel stuff.
It's a non-canon, non-main storyline, little romp through a strange hypothetical. And that's what the Disney Plus series is in this case. What If Zombies, where there's zombies on Earth and some of them are our favorite heroes.
Yep. What if a zombie bit Captain America? Probably not good. Spoilers.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to lead off with Garabedian123's review. They titled their review, Cool Art, Lame Story. Even the title says it all. As if they gave up trying to title it and just said, screw it. Zombies it is. I know everyone else loved this, but I don't see the point of it. Zombies, just to have zombies, but not doing anything interesting or cool with them is just weird. So let's lay the rules down. There are no rules. Seriously. The rules are, the zombies do whatever the writers want without any drive. Some zombies turn immediately, and immediately team up with other dead zombies to kill the Avengers first, ignoring all the easy prey because that is what zombies do. And Vision is the only one who can help after turning evil, and he just kills himself for absolutely no reason after deciding to be good now? Lame. It was just too predictable and lacking content. Oh, geez, is Giant Wasp going to come back later? I wonder. And then it just stops. No ending, no nothing. It basically stops mid-sent. 3 stars.
Very clever, reviewer. Yeah. Very clever.
Yeah, very clever, Garabedian. That was beautiful. I loved the art to that.
See, Garabedian fails to mention the two best parts of the episode. One, sad Peter Parker, who continues to lose everything and yet still be a ray of sunshine in the story, which is a direct plot point, and I thought it was very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the robber dudes that's Ant-Man's homie in the Ant-Man's movie is weirdly a main character, and I was like, why are they putting the most side character of side characters in the what if that is, like, you know, one of the ones that people are really waiting for and know is going to happen? It was just such a bold move, and I love that character. So I was like, this is awesome. I was just happy to be hanging out with my friends, having a little zombie romp when I watched it. I think this person's trying to find flaws a little too hard.
Oh, yeah. Did I want more? Of course I wanted more. But sure. I can go pick up the comics and get a lot more if I want that.
Yeah, there is a huge zombie, what if zombie saga in the comics. Featuring a lot of people you didn't get to see. Zombie Wolverine.
Oh.
I think like almost all the X-Men get totally zombied up, which is quite scary.
Anyway, luckily, Nagata Komeda has a different stance on what if zombies. And Nagata Komeda titles their review, Insanity in the MCU. What if does it again? There's been some scrappy earners so far in this series, but this was a masterclass in craziness like we have never seen. I was fully engaged watching this nonstop wow festival unfold in front of my eyes. After this episode ended, I had a wet ass. More of a wet ass than I did after watching Candyman or Demon Slayer. 10 stars.
What is it? I was not, you know, call me out of touch, but I was not aware a wet ass is
with
a,
6 S's, mind you.
Is a proper barometer for media quality.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's just like plain excitement level or scare. I don't know.
When I have a wet ass, my day's usually ruined to some degree.
Yeah, I don't like swamp butt.
Right. That's why it's called swamp butt. You don't want it.
But apparently, this is a high grade, high honor.
You're getting so wet and wild with fun times in these movies that sweat is pooling in your butt crack? I guess. He's so enthusiastic, I don't feel comfortable arguing with it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to. 38 people found this helpful, I will add.
You never know what kind of projectile is going to go on post excited over TV show with that guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to take a shower after every time I watch a Marvel cartoon. Just trying to enjoy some superhero stories.
Yeah, this is making me think I need to go check further reviews if they wrote reviews for each episode as the season went along, because things got crazier than zombies.
Yeah, what I think is fun about the spooktacular re-listening to the last one, is we bring horror-themed reviews, but the reviews end up being much scarier than any of the content being reviewed. And this one, though it was very enthusiastic and positive, is terrifying. It's spine-chilling.
Ah, Tiffany, how'd the date go with good old Nagata Komida? I mean, he enjoyed himself. We got kicked out of the restaurant. He wet-assed through the chair.
He said the steak was so good, he is just swamping up. And I said, what does that mean? And he showed me, and that's going to stick with me forever in a bad way. I've got a Yelp review to get us out of this swamp.
Sure.
This is a Yelp review for the Terror on the Fox Haunted House in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
This short and sweet review is written by Katie O. She writes, this place sucked. I paid $30 for Blackout Night and it was awful. I felt like I just shredded $30. The actors are awful. And one even resorted to making fun of my friend's haircuts. If older than 10, I suggest you don't go unless you're a pussy. Then it's perfect. Whoa. One star.
Whoa. You know, don't get hostile with us. We're just reading the reviews.
I'm just trying to get a gauge on sort of the Terror on the Fox experience straight from the customer's mouth. And, I got insulted here. What's scarier than that?
Don't even look. Unless you're a pussy? Oh, my.
What's scarier than trying to read some nice Yelp reviews and not knowing if there's going to be an insult around the corner for you? Yeah,
people don't just throw that word around as much as they used to.
No, I don't think that's not the nicest word. No, no.
See, it's getting to me just having said it. my soul just, you know, that was like a video game, good choice, bad choice. I made the bad choice. And I'm a little evil. A little bit of dark mat coming back.
Your renegade bar went up a little bit there, huh?
Yes.
Well, good to see you, dark mat. But what struck me about this review, even before I was insulted with a not very nice word, is, man, that horror actor is super funny. I'm sure that roast of their friend's haircut was awesome.
For them to specifically mention it, yeah. Yeah, it had to be on point.
I want to see the haircut, and I want to hear the insult, and I want it in writing. Because I bet it was awesome.
I mean, you got to give respect for people who do that kind of work.
Right. That was a personal, you know, that was a personalized, they went above and beyond with the customer right there.
That's service.
That is excellent service. And plus, it had to be some kind of clown, evil clown character.
Mm-hmm.
I think clowns can insult people's haircuts. I've seen...
They're usually the most talkative.
Right. I've seen Batman in the animated series. Joker makes fun of guys all the time. I guess it's about that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are all out of booze and spooks here on this episode. There will be no more scaries. I hope everyone has a happy and safe Halloween this year. Thanks for listening, is what I'm trying to say, listener. Don't make me call you the P word. Because I will. You know I'll resort to that crazy stuff. Me and Matt are busting out new episodes of Review Party every Tuesday. That's right. You know it. You love it. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Bada bingus, bada boombus. If you ever come across a hilarious little review from the internet websites that are scattered around this harrowing existence that we are forced to live, why don't you send us over to us, huh? We'll shine a bright or perhaps spooky light upon it. You can send it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Make sure you include your name because we'd love to give you some credit.
If you would like to reach out to us with a spectral hand, you can do it. You can do it. On all of the social medias like Instagram at reviewparty.com, TikTok at reviewparty.com, Twitter at reviewpartypod. You can just say, hey, boys. You can say, DM us for details and be like, you're not real. You're not a human.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of those comments. Comments with a profile picture with someone who's half naked and it says, oh, DM this to at big Bobby promos so for a big promo. And it's like, I don't think I will.
No, you don't have to either. You can just go to reviewparty.com.com where you can find all of our episodes. You can find the blog. Read all about reviews. We're review aficionados.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shop the shop. If you want to sign up for the After Party Review newsletter, you can do so at the bottom of the main page. It's just going to say, hey, here's what's happening. Here's the episode. Here's the blog. Here's how much we think about you all day long.
Yeah, it's much cuter and more well-written than all the other online newsletters you accidentally sign up for when you're buying something from a website that you only use once. And it's got pretty lights. Check it out. I love reading it every week. You can do all kinds of other stuff to support the show. Follow, subscribe, favorite, whatever your preferred podcast hopper does. You know what the button is. Please hit it. It helps us out. Review us on iTunes. That's a great thing to do to help us out. If they're funny, we will feature it on the show. So do it, you little animals. And, of course, word of mouth is the best way to help us. If you've got a friend who likes funny podcasts, tell them. I know a couple of guys, you know, don't watch out for 71. It's a little spooky. But, you know, recommend them another episode that may not scare their pants off.
72.
And last but not least, thanks to the homies, Nosebleeds, for letting us use their jam, Bread for Breakfast. It was for our theme song you've heard throughout the episode. You can hear more of their sweet jamborees on Spotify. Just search Nosebleeds. One word. I have a final spooky review for us this year, Matt.
I am ready.
This review was sent to us by Elijah Moisek. Thank you very much, my friend. It is an Amazon review for Scream, the TV series Bleeding Mask costume accessory. One of those masks where you can pump the thing and it puts red Kool-Aid down it.
Classic.
Janice Wilcox titles it Inaccurate Fit. They write, do not ever buy this mask. I am Janice Wilcox, and this mask is too big and doesn't fit well. Save your money. 1 star.
Well, if Janice says so, it's gotta be true. She's Janice Wilcox.
Everyone knows Janice Wilcox is the first and foremost name in bleeding Halloween mask reviews. It's a household name.
She's got the head for it.
She knows. She can, with one fit of a mask, she can know if the general populace will have a good fit with it or not. She's just got that perfect headly shape, and she knows it. And everyone else does, too.
Thanks, Janice.